You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The world is full of surprises. The greatest surprise comes when one grasps God's plan of salvation.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by one of our guest speakers. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
As we pray together, may the Holy Spirit lead us to accept Jesus Christ as Savior, preserve us in the faith, and daily motivate us to tell the good news of salvation. What has been the number one surprise in your life? Was it a news report? The death of a loved one? An unexpected honor, success in a difficult undertaking, the change in the attitude of a person, the reading of a book? Or could the surprise be the willful disobedience of God's commandments by sin-loving people? Worshippers of false gods instead of the true God, curses instead of hymn singers, disrespecters of parents instead of loving children, haters instead of lovers, homebreakers instead of homemakers, rogues instead of honest laborers, name destroyers instead of character builders. I tell you one thing that has surprised thousands of people, the Word of God. It is full of surprises. Its teachings and stories, plan and purposes, shock many human beings if they will but read and study it. Take, for example, the simple scriptural words recorded in St. John chapter 3, verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let's think about it. Let's talk about it. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to guide us as we meditate on God's surprise gift to the world. The Holy Bible is full of surprises because God does not think, speak, and act as we do. Man's God of war, peace, love, and etc. is a creation of the human mind and hand. He is a jealous God, ready to punish. He can be satisfied only by prayers, sacrifices, and obedience. Salvation is by works. Contrast this, if you please, with the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He has made himself known by his work of creation, redemption, and sanctification. In his inspired word, he tells us that he is from eternity, that the angels were created for heaven, man and other creatures for earth. Everything which came from his creative hand was good, perfect and holy. But sin came into the world. Man lost the image of God by willful disobedience. The great surprise is that God did not give up on the human being. He still loved them. He unfolded his secret plan to Adam and Eve in the garden. This plan included the sending of his only begotten Son to pay for the sins of the world. What a plan! No wonder man is surprised. There is no retaliation threatened, no self-saving work expected. Here God offers peace, love, reconciliation, alone by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. What a surprise gift to the world. God's Son as Redeemer, Deliverer. Notice God's unusual way to fulfill his promise. He selects a man, separates him from his father's home, and leads him to a new country thousands of miles away. The man has a family. It grows and it is affected by the conditions in the world at that time. When a worldwide famine arose, the family of about 70 moved to Africa. Years later, they were enslaved. In time, God delivered his people. He brought them to their new home, the land of Canaan. They became a mighty nation. He gave them a book through inspired prophets. He called priests and prophets to teach the written word. The central person in this book was Jesus Christ. Again and again, God tells his people to expect the coming of his Son as their Savior. Yes, in piecemeal fashion, he describes the person and work of the Savior to come. One generation after another lived and died. When God's time came, he sent forth his Son, born of a woman. What a surprise gift to the world. God's Son, yes, God himself, all wrapped up in human flesh and blood. He, the Creator, is born, lives, suffers, dies, ascends into heaven as God-man. What a surprise gift to the world. God's gift, Jesus Christ. In summary, God caused the scriptures to be written to tell us about the big surprise and to interpret the meaning of that surprise for people everywhere in every age. What shall we do with this love letter from the Lord? This is God's answer. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. In simple words, take it, read it, study it, believe it, follow it. What great blessings have come to those who have followed this directive. Remember the spiritual enlightenment which came to Dr. Martin Luther when he read these God-inspired words, "The just shall live by his faith." One could easily add the written and spoken testimony of thousands who had similar experiences. May we encourage you to join the growing number of daily Bible readers. Blessings for time and eternity will be yours. The good Lord says, "Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." What moved God to give his most precious gift to the world? Our Bible verse says, "God so loved the world." The world. That means sinners. God loves sinners. Mark, God does not love sin, but he loves sinners. Just think of it. God the Eternal loves the creature. God the Holy God loves the unjust. God loves us, his enemies who have sinned, who have given him just cause to be angry. He loves us. Is it not wonderful? What can be the reason? Nothing in us could induce God to love us. His divine goodness and mercy caused him to do so. Yes, put it in one word, which reaches from no beginning to no ending, and it spells love. Of course, if one rejects Christ, he is condemned. It is the sin of unbelief that damns, and not the number or kinds of sins committed. Our text says, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Faith in Jesus Christ is the only way to obtain forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. Will you cast aside everything, your sins and your righteousness, your evil works and your good works, and come to Christ as a poor, lost, condemned sinner, and say to him, Christ, O Lamb of God, you and you alone are my righteousness, my Savior, my Redeemer? In Christ, God is merciful to us. Whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. No one is excluded. God wants you to believe in Jesus Christ. He wants to save you. Of course, no one can come to faith of his own power. God gives the Holy Spirit through his word and sacraments to show man his sins, to lead him to confess his sins, to cleanse his heart, to plant faith, to lead him to faith in Jesus Christ. If you must tell yourself that you have consciously, knowingly, willfully broken God's commandments in thoughts, words, and deeds, and there is no hope for you, may I remind you of the word from the Lord? Whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. No matter who you are, no matter how much you have sinned, no matter how long you have sinned, the Holy Scriptures gives this positive assurance. Whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life. Will you accept this comforting truth from God's word? But this is not all. There is something that almost makes man stand on his head. We read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, see how the Father has loved us. We are called God's children, and that's what we are. This surprises the unbelieving world. Sinners become saints. God the Creator becomes the Recreator. What I'm saying is this. Through faith in Jesus Christ, you have become God's surprise gift, first to yourself. As God's child, you know what you are, maybe boastful and proud, easily angered and hateful, greedy and selfish. But now, you are a consecrated, dedicated child of God, deeply concerned and involved in the lives of people. You are literally shocked over God's miracle in you. You too are God's surprise gift to the world. Secondly, the unbelieving people of the world are surprised. They know you. They know you as a human being born in sin. But you are not the same anymore. They cannot understand the new birth which has taken place. They can, however, see that you are a new creature in Christ by your words and deeds of love. You are God's surprise gift to the world. It's not surprising that God changes people through faith in Christ. But God does want them to surprise the people of the world with offers of the forgiveness with which God has blessed them. So instead of holding grudges and seeking revenge and trying to get even, Christians love those who despitefully use and abuse them. Christians are agents of God's surprises for others. Our text, what a source of joy is this word from the Lord. How grateful you should be to God for his surprise gift to the world. How thankful that God included you in. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. How we should pray each day, and how eager we should be to share Jesus Christ, God's surprise gift to the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Amen.